And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. You can find only the hottest podcasts on WGNPlus.com. If you want to follow me on Facebook, you most certainly can. You can stalk me there at Sean Green Show Media. And if you want to check me out on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. And check out our YouTube page. A lot of stuff I'm throwing at you. Right now, I have on the Super Celebrity Hotline is Alice Gorodetsky. She's the founder of Dirty Emojis, and we're here to talk to her about the Connect app. It's a new app that's out, and I downloaded it on my phone 2 days ago, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. Hey, Alice, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So, all right, first of all right, you got to tell me about Dirty Emojis, because I thought I had every emoji known to man, and I'm looking at Dirty Emojis, and I actually want to get it, and I'm going to download this on my phone as we're talking, because I really love this.
So Dirty Emojis, it actually came out last year. It was basically an inside joke with me and my girlfriend, and it's basically a more like fun, flirtier side to your basic emojis. I tried to do it as like it's an alternative to sexting, but it's supposed to be a little bit safer, but it's still naughty enough that you can have fun with it. And then, I mean, you can download it from Google Play or from the App Store, or you can go directly onto the website, and the website is www.dirtyemojis.com.
So, I mean, you came up with this with your girlfriends, and I always thought, you know, when it comes to like sexting and you know, as far as, you know, doing all that stuff with a female, I thought females didn't really like that. So girls like it just as much as guys. That's interesting.
You know what? Every guy wants, you know, girls to send them a naughty picture, and girls like that too. So this was just, you know, a different way to do it. You can send, you know, some like dirtier emojis. I have, you know, different categories or different things that actual emojis doesn't have. You know, everyone uses, you know, like the little eggplant, but now with Dirty Emojis, you don't have to, you know, create something up. It's already all there for you.
Wow. Now, all right, about 189 million people use a smartphone in America. And
right,
you have this Connect Me app, right? Now, tell me a little bit about this Connect app, because this is one of the things that I downloaded. I put it on my phone, and I saw these like subcategories you can go to, and I thought it was just like one broad app, but it's not. Tell me a little bit more about this.
So what's really cool about Connect app is that it's very different, you know, from the other dating apps that are out there, from the other apps like, you know, just connecting apps like Tinder, for example. What it does is it brings, you know, the most popular topics, the most talked about topics, and then it brings those people together. So me and my partner, Sunny Maravan, actually came up with this concept to, you know, basically cut the chase. It brings people together in the topics that you choose yourself. So when, you know, like when you downloaded the app, it allows you to pick the top three topics that you're interested in.
Right.
And so, and with that, you're able to, you know, see other people who are interested in the same topics as you. And then you can see those people in your location. So, you know, like other apps, you have to go through different, you know, like 20-page questionnaires or things like that. This is very simple, very straight to the point.
Right. One of the things that I liked about it, too, was that I was able to sign up through my Facebook account. So the minute I signed up with my Facebook account, I didn't have to worry about putting up a picture and do I have to look a certain way? I was really surprised about that. So that was one of the big pluses that I liked about the Connect app.
Yeah, that's actually what makes us pretty unique. You know, a lot of people right now, especially right now, are concerned about privacy. So we made a feature that you can sign up just with email and upload everything yourself. But with Facebook, it's so simple. Like you said, you can transfer your picture. You can transfer all that information. So you don't have to put in the extra work, and you can just go ahead and start meeting people.
Now,
go ahead.
Now, when you're doing the whole thing through the Connect app, are there any tips that you would provide as far as, you know, interacting with somebody? Because, you know, I know for me, when I first signed up, there was nobody that I really knew. So how would you go about, you know, just contacting that person, you know, as far as that's concerned?
Well, that's why ConnectApp is so unique, because of the topics. So right now, I believe we have 16 topics, and we're trying to always find more. And the app is built on a platform that allows you to see people's location. So, for example, let's say you're sitting at a restaurant and you go on ConnectApp. You can go ahead and see people that are in your location right away. And you can see, you know, are they, do you think they're attractive? Do you want to talk to them? And what's so great about the topics is as soon as you enter a topic, all the people in that topic are interested in the same thing as you. So you're already, you know, you cut out half the work. If you go into, let's say, the restaurant topic, everyone there is talking about restaurants, or let's say reviews of, you know, the restaurant they went to last night. And it's very easy to pick up a conversation because you're already interested in the same thing.
Right. And then you can actually filter, you know, as far as, you know, how far you want to, you know, widen your search, because I know I put mine up to like 300 miles or something like that. So
right,
I was like, okay, I'm
going
to try
to meet people everywhere.
Right. I'm a people person. I like to talk to people. So it's like, if I can find anybody I can just connect with and just talk to about anything, because I, you know, one of the things that I like about, you know, just dealing with people online is that you kind of get a feel of how that person is, you know, mentally. You know, you can get caught up in the whole physical, you know, the physical aspect of somebody. Oh, they're attractive and all this, but you know, when you get a chance to actually talk to them and see, you know, what they're typing, you know, that to me, that's more, you know, that, and that's one of the cool things that I like about this app, because you can talk to them just like you would just texting. You don't even have to ask for the number because you have them right there.
Exactly. And I mean, ConnectApp really does the work for you. You know, let's say you're trying to find, you know, let's say you're in a new city and you want to find someone just to have dinner with. And we have a topic, I believe it's called meeting friends. And you can just meet someone, you know, chat them up and just maybe take them out for dinner just for the night. But say you want to date someone long term, we have a topic that's already in there. So everyone that's in that topic is interested in everything you're interested in. So it just makes it a lot easier. You don't have to go out of your way to, you know, search to see if, you know, you guys are compatible, because I mean, you guys already have similar interests.
Right.
The first start.
And the cool thing is all this is free to download. If you have it on your, if you have an iPhone, if you have an Android, you definitely can just download all this stuff for free, which is really cool.
Yeah, the app is free to download, and it's also free to message people within the app. So, you know, you don't have to worry about paying, you know, just to talk to someone.
Wow. And now, one thing I definitely want to ask you was about just creating the app, you know, just in general. I mean, when you come up with these ideas, what's the whole process when you, you know, come up with an idea for an app?
Well, that's a really good question, actually. Well, with my first app with Dirty Emojis, I basically jumped in it not really knowing, you know, anything about the app world, how to create it. So I'm really fortunate that I had that experience of creating the first app, because now with the second app, you know, we were definitely a lot more prepared. We found a great, we have a great team. We have a great team of developers, great team of artists, investors, and we were able to already know, you know, the App Store guidelines, the Google Play guidelines, which I didn't know in the first app. And it's a long process to get it approved. You know, everyone thinks that, oh, you come up with this great idea, you make an app, and right away they accept you. And it's really not like that. So it's definitely a long process. But, I mean, it's very cool once it's done.
Is it like, what, a year, 2 years as far as the process?
Well, for ConnectApp, it was about a year process.
Oh, wow.
For us to get it done, yes, and from start to finish.
So what's
And it just launched about a month ago.
Wow. And so what's the future plans for ConnectApp and Dirty Emoji? Are you going to just keep pumping out more, you know, content?
Yeah, right now, you know, we're definitely pushing our two apps, and we want to continue making new apps. We're thinking about maybe going into digital currency and doing an app that targets digital currency. But right now we're just really focusing on these two apps, and especially ConnectApp, since it's brand new.
Wow, and there you have it. Alice Gorodetsky, she's the founder of Dirty Emojis and the Connect app. Make sure you guys, if you guys have an iPhone, or if you have an Android, you can download the Kinect app, and you can download Dirty Emoji for free. These are free to download, so it's not costing you any money, so make sure you guys check it out. Also, you can follow them on Instagram. It's at ConnectMe.
Kinect App Me.
Sorry about that. Kinect App Me.
And the website for Kinect App is www.kinectapp.me.
Right.
So it's very simple, and you can go ahead and download it straight from the website.
All right, cool. So this is, like I said, it's all free to download. So make sure you guys get out there and download this stuff, because it's out there for you to use. It's very easy for you to use. You have to worry about typing in a profile. Just if you have Facebook, which most people should have at this point, you just connect it with your Facebook and you're up there. Trust me, I'm on it right now. So if you want to find me, I am on the Kinect
app. We'll find
app.
You on it.
So
sounds great.
Definitely
can't
check
wait
me
to
out
see
there.
You and start talking to you on it.
Oh, definitely. So Alice, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And we'll be back right after this.